Here's a look at your KLAM News for this Saturday. The Lamar's Community Board of Education will convene Monday evening for its bi-monthly meeting. The school board has a short agenda, but they are expected to hear a report from School Superintendent Dr. Stephen Webner regarding preliminary information about the upcoming school board elections. This year, instead of having the school board election scheduled in September, as has been the case for past elections, officials have decided to combine the school board elections along with the city council and mayor elections to all be held in November. The school board will appoint a member to serve as the Iowa Association of School Boards Legislative Action Network for the 2019 through 2020 school year. The Board of Education will consider approval of specifications and bidding procedures for securing a 9 to 10 passenger van or SUV vehicle. Curriculum Director Rachel Levitt will present information to the school board's attention pertaining to Little Rascals Preschool's desire to become an Iowa Quality Preschool Community Partner with the Lamar's Community Schools. Farmers in northwest Iowa are facing familiar challenges after this week's heavy rains, especially with the looming threat of more drenching storms. Iowa State University Extension field agronomist Joel DeYoung says some areas reported up to 4 inches of rain in just a matter of hours late Monday and early Tuesday.
Do you know what kind of damage that causes? Because we can't infiltrate a crop fast enough when it infiltrate a rain fast enough when it comes quite that fast. So we had parts of Sioux County and the Lyon County last week had a rain that got into places 4 to 5 inches. So we've had some soil erosion issues that came from some of these rains.
DeYoung says that most fields that were already planted had enough moisture in the soil profile, so any heavy amounts really don't help.
We really don't need a huge amount of rain in the soil right now because we still have pretty good out there and we're just getting roots into that zone. But as you dig some corn roots, they're in areas, because it was planted wet, that are struggling to get through some of that stuff when it dries out. So we need to keep it a little damp, but it doesn't need to be saturated, that's for sure.
DeYoung says that many farmers in northwest Iowa were able to plant a lot of corn, especially during the first week of June.
That was really a pretty dry week and a fairly warm week. And a lot of the guys were looking at the corn market and said, let's get her done. So there's a lot of June planted corn and not that many acres unplanted. There are more than I remember in the counties that I work in, but still it's not a very high percentage of acres at all that actually are under the Prevent Plant program.
And he says that heavy rains this week also created runoff problems for livestock feedlots within the region. Officials in eastern Iowa say that a man lost his hand in a fireworks mishap that also seriously injured two others. The city of Muscatine says in a news release that one of the three men lit a mortar while holding it in his hand and attempted to throw it, but that mortar had exploded before he could throw that firework. Firefighters say that the man lost his hand in the explosion, while a second man suffered injuries to his face, eyes, and ears. The third man lost several fingers. Two of the men were taken by ambulance to a hospital. The other drove himself to the hospital. All three were later taken to an Iowa City hospital and are expected to survive their injuries. Assistant Fire Chief Michael Hartman says it is the city's most serious fireworks incident since the state legalized fireworks 2 years ago. An Iowa police shooting that paralyzed a black man in 2016 also threatened the life of the city's deputy chief when the injured man's speeding truck smashed into his patrol SUV. Cedar Rapids has released police reports related to the incident in which Officer Lucas Jones struggled with and shot Jermaine Mitchell, an unarmed black man who was pulled over in November of 2016. The Iowa Supreme Court ruled in April that the reports were public records. They shed little new light on the shooting, which was captured on dash camera video made public in 2016, but they add a new detail to what happened afterward. Authorities had said that after Mitchell was shot, Mitchell was paralyzed and unable to control his truck as it struck a police SUV whose driver was extricated. The records reveal that the SUV's occupant was Deputy Cedar Rapids Police Chief Thomas Yonker, who was responding to Jones's call for backup. Mitchell's truck was traveling 60 miles per hour when it smashed into Yonker's driver's side, trapping him inside. Yonker had reported pain to his neck, jaw, and knee, and chipped teeth, but had returned to work just days later. Authorities in central Iowa say that a 27-year-old Knoxville, Iowa man has drowned at Lake Red Rock just west of Pella. The Des Moines Register reports that Marion County Sheriff's deputies were sent to the lake just after 6 p.m. Thursday for reports that a man had gone under the water and not resurfaced. Officials say that about 20 minutes later, Tyson Marshall was brought to shore where medics sought to revive him. Marshall was taken to a Pella hospital where he was pronounced dead. Lake Red Rock is a reservoir on the Des Moines River about 41 miles southeast of Des Moines. Iowa Lottery CEO Matt Strawn says that the fiscal year that ended June 30th was a good one for the organization. Strawn declined to give any actual figures as he says the numbers aren't yet finalized.
The Iowa Lottery is well positioned to have one of the strongest years it's ever had in terms of not just sales, but in terms of proceeds that it will be able to deliver to the state.
The lottery reported total sales of $371 million in the previous fiscal year and the second highest amount ever returned to the state at $87.1 million. The Iowa Lottery had projected in its budget discussions a $70 million in profit that would go back to the state. Strawn says that the projection can be impacted by big jackpots that drive up sales.
And that's the challenging thing when you're putting the budgets together, trying to rely on accurate revenue assessments for the lottery. So much of it ebbs and flows with whether it's a big jackpot.
The big jackpots do impact the bottom line at the end of the fiscal year, but the original scratch ticket is still the top seller.
So much of our revenue numbers rises and falls with what the jackpots are. Last fall, we had that huge Mega Millions jackpot, which really drove sales at the end of last year. But at the end of the day, the bread and butter of the Iowa Lottery still remains those old school scratch tickets. Iowans like going into their convenience store, their grocery store, and buying one of those scratch tickets and having some fun with it.
Strawn was appointed by the governor in January to take over the leadership at the Iowa Lottery following the retirement of previous CEO Terry Rich. That is a look at your Saturday KLAM News.